We've got Tally, a.k.a. MangleFox70, joining us from The Pixel Shadow at mindtest.tv. And could you introduce yourself? This is Noah.
Yeah, and I'm Noah, and I'm a YouTuber. My channel is Gaming with Noah Edison. I only have 26 subscribers, but I do use this capture card right here, the Elgato 60. So it's
now this is pretty neat. Can I get a look at this?
Yeah, sure.
So you've started recording to this guy.
Yeah, I can't really record on it because my laptop is too slow to handle it.
Mm-hmm. But it's so do you plug like a Wii into it or something like that?
No, you see the HDMI in.
Yeah.
This goes from this to the console. This is a USB-C that leads to a USB-A that you plug into your computer. Mm-hmm. You of course have to install the software, and then the HDMI out goes into the TV.
So this works as, so this is not a hard drive. This is an actual capture device that lets you record on your computer from your console
this
or something.
This is basically the best one. It records 1080p HD 60 frames per second.
Nice.
And this little port over here is like a headphone jack.
So you can hear from the HDMI,
yeah.
It converts it to analog.
Yeah.
That's cool because HDMI is a digital signal. So this is like a inline capture device. So rather than having to get a big computer that's super powerful that you can record to, that has a bunch of HDMI inputs,
to run this
that
smoothly,
becomes an HDMI
you need
input.
At least 5 gigabytes of RAM.
500?
No, 5 gigs. Yeah.
Oh wow, you one up me.
5 gigabytes.
So if you have a 4 gig computer, which is pretty typical, then you don't have enough RAM.
Usually a lot of computers.
We do things a little differently on the Pixel Shadow, which is kind of neat because we have the computer here, right?
That Dell.
And we have HDMI output that goes directly into our broadcast server. So it's a little bit different. And maybe you want to bring up one of the games. What one do you want to show us first?
Mind test?
Okay. Yeah, everybody knows what Minecraft is, but people say, and you had this question, like, what's Mine Test?
Yeah, right? I played it.
Yeah, so what's the difference, Tally, between Minecraft and Mine Test?
Well, they're relatively similar games. Neither one of them is a copy of each other when most people think that Mine Test is a ripoff of Minecraft.
Hmm.
They're actually both inspired by a game. I forget the name, but it was a voxel sandbox game.
Cool.
But they're both based off of that, and they're pretty similar, but
they have their
differences.
How are they different? Like, why would you want to buy Minecraft when you can get Mine Test for free? It's basically an open source alternative to Minecraft.
Minecraft has this thing called Redstone, which most of you probably know, where people can create mini games where there's like timers and ways to make you follow the rules. Where in Mine Test, there's no such thing as Redstone, and people can't make mini games like that.
So does that mean that on Minecraft there's a lot of mini games, but on Mine Test maybe not so much?
Yeah.
Is that the idea? Do you play a lot of mini games?
On Minecraft, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I mostly play my servers on. There's a server called Hypixel. The IP is mc.hypixel.net.
And
my rank, you can get ranks. I got the best rank, MVP plus.
Me too.
No way. 2 MVP plus players here, folks. Very cool stuff. What does that mean?
It's a
rank, and then like it's like the best rank you can get. So
you're like right up there with Dan TDM?
No.
Yeah.
He has YouTube rank.
Is that higher than MVP plus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. He has a few followers, I think.
A few.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't have a few. On YouTube, he has almost 50 million subscribers.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, let's get a look here. I'm going to just get you online, see what's going on. So can you show us a little bit of game footage?
Oh, it's on Fortnite.
What do you think? Maybe a local game, or are you going to actually go online?
Oh, we'll go online. Because
okay, make sure you select a server.
Yeah.
Make sure you select a server because you're connecting to an internal IP address.
IP or address.
Yeah.
This is our server.
Oh, okay.
I think that's right.
Servers.mindtest.tv?
Is that right?
Yeah, it looks right.
So basically, in Mine Test, there's some really great creative and survival servers because there's this mod called the Areas mod, which Minecraft doesn't have. In Minecraft, there's a lot of grief because it doesn't have mods like
How do you protect your builds?
Well, in Minecraft, in vanilla, you just have to, like, protect it with lava and moats.
Oh,
but
okay.
But Minecraft protecting, there is protecting mods, but it's not as good as Mine Test protecting.
Really? Okay, so Mine Test has got a one-up on Areas. That's cool. That means that if you build something, so if you build a really cool structure and you've taken a lot of time to do it, what happens if somebody then destroys it on you? Oh, so you're connected here.
If you're online and someone else goes into your world, then you can make it so that you have hosting privileges so no one can build anything.
On Minecraft, you can?
Isn't it called Trust Players?
Trust player? Oh, okay. So a little bit different. So this is Mine Test we're looking at.
Yeah.
So
this is what some of the world terrain looks like with mods. Usually, Minecraft is a game where it's got lots of blocks and many biomes, mm-hmm. but Mine Test, in the vanilla version of the game, it doesn't really have too many blocks, just the basic blocks you expect in a vanilla game. And it's meant so that you can add mods to customize it to your liking. Like, in Minecraft, it's already got all these biomes and stuff, but in Mine Test, you can choose what biomes and mods and blocks you want in your own
And
world.
Of course, here, connecting to our server, which you can find out more at mindtest.tv, but having connected to the server, these are mods that have been pre-configured by Category 5 in order to make it playable for you. So, there you go. So should we take a quick boo at Minecraft, just having seen Mine Test now?
I'd like to at least show what the builds can look like.
Sure.
So I'll do
because it would be interesting to see, you know, how do the two voxel games differ. Noah, does that look pretty similar to Minecraft to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty close?
But there are some differences.
Yeah.
Like the graphics and...
I think texture packs have a big part to do with that too, eh?
Yeah. Texture packs, like... Like sometimes they can only change some blocks, but a lot of the time texture packs change like every single thing. Like change like all the blocks. Resource packs are like mini texture packs. Resource packs only change some things.
Okay. I'm thinking of the Lego server. You can actually connect to Mine Test on TPS Lego, and it looks like everything is built out of Lego. So if you're a Lego fan, it's a lot of fun as well. So this is Spawn. Very cool.
Someone's trying to talk to me right now. Really
I'm on the air.
So basically, this is the weird spawn I made. But you can tell that textures are pretty similar to Minecraft, but there's some big differences. In Mine Test, you can enable connected glass, because in Minecraft, glass looks kind of weird.
Oh, it's always framed?
Yeah.
Is that the case? Really?
Yeah, if you put two blocks right next to each other, you'll still see the frame. Like, it won't connect into, like, one big window.
Okay. So that's kind of a bonus. Looks nice anyways.
And
it doesn't matter what texture packs you can make it happen with three texture packs and resource packs.
There are builds that other players have made because of outside the area. They've made huge houses like this. And they've made roads connecting from this road. Basically, this is the creative server. There's also a survival one.
Right.
You're in survival right now.
This is neat, too, because it's very collaborative, so you're connected to a server where you can play with other players, and you can build things together, or you can play together. That's pretty neat. Okay, could we take a quick boo at Minecraft and see what that looks and how it differs?
Sure.
So if we just exit out of that game and see this one. So what do you focus on your channel? So we pretty much focus on Mine Test. I know that you've done some Minecraft videos.
Yeah,
and
I do like the multiple different gaming videos. Like most of it is Minecraft, but there is some other stuff on there.
And you've been teaching other people how to get started with their own channels, I see.
Yeah, like how to start a gaming channel, how to change your channel name, how to use a capture card.
Mm-hmm. So where do you get your tech knowledge? Where do you get your inspiration from for learning about tech gadgets and gizmos? And you obviously have a really firm grasp of the technologies that you're dealing with.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean? Like, talking about this, like, you understand HDMI inputs and outputs.
Yeah.
A lot of kids your age won't know what that means.
It's just because, like, I use consoles and a lot of them have HDMI ports, so
And your folks let you do all the wiring yourself and...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very
Remember
cool.
when I first moved into my new house, I used to have like an Xbox 360, Wii U, Wii,
Oh, wow. Whole bunch of stuff.
I still have my Wii U, my Wii, mm-hmm. and my GameCube.
It's a
my
big
NES.
Gamer.
I have an
so
NES.
Gaming has inspired you to learn about the technology and how to make it work?
Yeah, pretty much.
Very cool. And I noticed things like you started by holding a camera in front of your screen, and then you got video capture software on the iPhone, and then you step things up to this capture device and everything
yeah.
like that. So it's neat.
To use it, you have to you have to install a software.
Yeah. Yeah, makes yep. sense. Absolutely.
On your computer.
Mm-hmm. Are you set and ready to go? Show us a little bit about how Minecraft differs here. So you're actually, are you connecting to a server?
Yeah, this is the only server.
All right, well, jump in and let's get a quick boo.
This is Hypixel, which yeah. is a good server. It has like 36,000 players.
36,000 players?
Yeah.
What?
I have a leveling reward right now.
So that definitely is a little different from Minetest, because Minetest doesn't have anywhere near that many people connected all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, Minecraft is more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And Minecraft came out before Minetest, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
It came out around some similar times. Like,
yeah. It came out 2010.
Around the same time that Minetest.
Oh, okay. All right.
Minecraft came out 2010.
Okay. I'm not sure when Minetest first came out, but it's constantly been improving, so... So it looks pretty cool. So pretty much the same stuff.
I made myself. It looks weird. I don't know if I want
Cookie Tech joined.
Well, that's
cool. Got to be someone on your friend list.
Anything else that we'd like to share about Minecraft versus Minetest?
Well, basically, right now I'm in a Skywars lobby. There's Skywars game.
So this is a mini game, as you
yeah,
were talking about.
Yeah, mini games.
Yeah, okay. And then there's Tiny Housing, where you basically have your own plot and you can build your own houses. People can come and vote for your house.
You unlock blocks.
Okay.
You unlock blocks to use in your houses. Like after you play for a while, it'll give you something called mystery boxes in mm-hmm. the server, and then like you open it and you get random stuff.
Neat. All right. Well, thank
Wait,
you, too.
If you have a 4 or 5 star one, you don't have a rank, you can't open it. For a 4 star, you need a...
Do you mean like your MVP plus rank?
Or? Yeah, but for like the... Before I had an MVP plus, I had a VIP plus, but yeah, and the mystery
Working
vault
is way up.
The 4 star ones can only have VIP and up, and mm-hmm. and the 5 star one can only have MVP and up.
Cool. Well,
since I'm MVP plus, I can use.
You
I can,
just go
I,
for it.
Yeah, I
that's
can get
very
the
cool.
5 star ones.
All right. Well, thanks you two for being on the show and for showing us a little bit more about Minecraft and Minetest. Thanks for sharing about your.
Elgato
as well.
Elgato cool. Gaming capture card in my
very
channel.
Very cool. And it works really well?
Yeah.
Great. Well, good luck with your channel. And MangleFox70, aka Tally, things are going well with your channel. You've been doing a lot of stop motion as well, and as we look at stop motion tonight, what have you been doing a little differently from your brother?
I don't know.
You've been doing hyperlapse with...
Drawing?
Your drawings. Yeah, and you can check those out as well on her YouTube channel, which is a lot of fun, and there's a clip for you just to show you. What it looks like. That's pretty neat to be able to use hyperlapse to actually draw a picture as well.